Well, good morning. It is morning, right? Yeah. Thank you all for coming out for this really important occasion. I was hoping that I would see my good friend, former Lieutenant Governor Mayhem Francis. She might be a bit late, but in her absence, I'd like to acknowledge her, ladies and gentlemen, and community members, elders, whose shoulders I stand on. Thank you so much for coming for this important announcement. I would like to first acknowledge that we are on the traditional Mi'kmaq lands of the Mi'kma'ki, the ancestral territory of the Mi'kmaq people. It is an honor to join you this morning for this momentous and historic occasion. Today, Nova Scotia will formally proclaim the International Decade for People of African Descent. The United Nations called upon all states and jurisdictions to give full attention and efforts to addressing issues facing people of African descent. Today, Nova Scotia is formally joining the United Nations and many countries from around the world to recognize the period up to the year 2024 as the International Decade for People of African Descent. As Minister of African Nova Scotian Affairs, I am proud to stand here today to reaffirm that our government remains committed to creating a stronger and more inclusive province for all Nova Scotians. We will continue to acknowledge the achievements of African Nova Scotians and will continue our work to bring Nova Scotians and communities together to endeavor to strengthen the bonds that unite us all. Now, I would like to welcome who I should have mentioned first and foremost at the beginning of all of this, the Honorable Stephen McNeill, Premier of the Province of Nova Scotia, to the podium to say a few words, please.
Tony, thanks very much. You don't have to worry about recognizing. It's too late to shuffle cabinet. I also want to recognize Tony's mum, Mrs. Ince. Nice to see you here, as well as Geraldine Browning. I see Lou Gannon in the back. Minister Ince started this conversation by saying the shoulders that he stood on. I am proud to be here standing on your shoulders as well today. I want to welcome everyone who is here to what is an important celebration for us as a province. And it's certainly an honor for me to be here as we come together and acknowledge and celebrate the United Nations International Decade for People of African Descent. Culture, as we just found out here a few minutes ago, is an important part of every aspect of our lives. It moves us, shapes our identity, and provides us with the endless opportunity for creativity. It is important that we celebrate and share culture and respect and be inclusive of other cultures. African Nova Scotians were one of the province's earliest cultural groups and have helped shape this province's culture and identity. There are African Nova Scotia communities across this province whose proud residents have made significant contributions to our province. But we also know many African Nova Scotians and their communities have faced struggles over the last 400 years. It is clear that there has been institutional racism in our province, and there are challenges still today facing African Nova Scotians to continue to face and to overcome. When we acknowledge and understand our shared history in Nova Scotia, then through cooperation and education, we'll be able to make changes in our society. Since coming into office, we have made a commitment to address long-standing injustice affecting African Nova Scotians. That is why we apologize for one of our province's greatest tragedies, the abuse and neglect suffered by former residents of the Nova Scotia Home for Colored Children. That is also why we have formed a restorative justice to ensure that we learn from our past, so that we may create a better future. And I want to recognize Tony Smith, who is here. My good friend, Tony, I want to thank you on behalf of everyone in this room, but more importantly, on behalf of all Nova Scotians, for continuing to fight your battles so we can make sure that we learn from our past and better set a better course for our future. We are also committed to clarifying the land titles, a right that this needs to, historic justice needs to be corrected. We renewed the focus on employment equity for representation of all levels of public service. We want to make sure all Nova Scotians see themselves reflected in our institutions. We have also increased the budget of the Office of African Nova Scotian Affairs so that it can do more to help communities across our province. And we are proudly standing here today to proclaim the International Decade for People of African Descent in Nova Scotia and develop a plan to help us respond to the decade's call of action. I understand that the work is ongoing, Minister Ince, and I look forward to continuing to support you as we continue through our journey together to improve the lives of all Nova Scotians. There are issues that are long-standing and complex. However, we are on a path forward in this journey of healing and resolution. I want to take this opportunity to give my sincere thanks and appreciation for the outstanding contribution that African Nova Scotians have made and will continue to make to our province. And thank you to all Nova Scotians from across our province and from all cultures who play a part in sharing and preserving African Nova Scotia culture. Please continue to work together to fight systemic racism and discrimination so that all Nova Scotians can reach their full potential. It is now my honour to read the proclamation of the International Decade of People of African Nova Scotia Descent. Whereas Nova Scotia joins the United Nations in proclaiming 2015 to 2024 as the International Decade for People of African Descent with the theme, People of African Descent, Recognition, Justice, and Development. And whereas the government of Nova Scotia is committed to addressing the issues facing African Nova Scotians who have a long and unique history in Nova Scotia since the 1600s. And whereas the International Decade of People of African Descent is an opportunity to learn, to be involved, to support, and to be in solidarity with African Nova Scotians. Therefore, I, Stephen McNeill, Premier of Nova Scotia, do hereby proclaim the years 2015 to 2024 as the International Decade for People of African Descent in the province of Nova Scotia, and to recognize that all Nova Scotians must take action in supporting our African Nova Scotia communities in their efforts for full inclusion in all aspects of Nova Scotia society. I almost asked Mr. Speaker for waiver of notice and passage without debate. But I want to tell Minister Ince, I want to welcome you forward as we sign the proclamation. I do want to recognize Minister Ince for his, first of all, his great friendship to me, but his great leadership. Many of you would have seen in the House his passionate defense of ensuring that when we have public debate, it is based on fact and one that is inclusive and one that is respectful of our past, acknowledging our past, but also very respectful of where we can go together. And I'm very proud to stand with him each and every day, not only as a friend, but as a member of the Executive Council, as we continue to try to make sure that every Nova Scotian sees themselves reflected in this great province we have.
Thank you. Many of you may not be aware, but I can tell you that there are many times and many opportunities where I sit and I feel like I'm the lone bastion sitting up in there. And I can tell you that there are many opportunities where this wonderful man, our Premier, has stood by my side and told me, you keep strong, you keep the fight. Not everybody will agree with you, but you keep on going. So thank you, Premier. Thank you. Folks, I'm delighted to announce that there will be a community ceremony in celebration of the International Decade for People of African Descent this summer. More information will be provided to you at a later date. Thank you to all community members, community organizations, and all of you who are part of the DPAD Coalition. Also, thank you once again for joining us this morning for this momentous occasion. My colleague Ian Rankin, thank you for coming as well. Thank you. I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the dedicated people who have made today possible and who have put a lot of work into this to ensure that we, as a province, move forward in recognizing those of African descent in this province. In closing, we must all continue to acknowledge our shared history and learn from it. All Nova Scotians must be proud of the achievements of African Nova Scotians and the African Nova Scotian communities. And we need to look to the future with confidence and optimism and togetherness. Now, I'd like to ask you all to please join us downstairs in the main foyer for a reception. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.